Please open your Bibles this morning to Matthew chapter 17.
请大家打开圣经到马太福音第十七章。
Matthew chapter 17 verse 1.
马太福音十七章第一节。
Matthew 17, verse 1, and 6 days after Jesus took with him, and 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother and brought them up to a high mountain by themselves.
十七章第一节，过了六天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰暗暗地上了高山。
And he, speaking of Jesus, was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light.
耶稣就在他们面前变了形象，脸面明亮如日头。
And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him.
忽然有摩西、以利亚向他们显现，同耶稣说话。
And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make 3 tabernacles here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
彼得对耶稣说，主啊，我们在这里真好。你若愿意，我就在这里搭3座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
And while Peter was still speaking, behold, a bright light overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
说话之间，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
And when the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were much afraid.
门徒听见就俯伏在地，极其害怕。
And Jesus came to them and touched them and said, Arise and do not be afraid.
耶稣近前来摸他们，说，起来，不要害怕。
And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone.
他们举目不见一人，只见耶稣在那里。
And further scripture in 2 Peter.
下面要读的章节在彼得后书。
30 plus years after this event, Peter would write about it.
在我们刚才读到的事件之后30年，彼得又写到这件事。
It left a deep impression on the Apostle Peter.
在使徒彼得的心里面，这件事留下非常深的印象。
Peter has been told by the Lord that he is about to die.
主耶稣向彼得曾经启示过，他将要上十字架。
And these are the last words that he is going to write.
耶稣曾经向彼得启示他自己彼得需要被害，所以这是彼得最后所写的话。
And part of the words that he writes is about remembering this experience on the mount when God spoke.
那在彼得所写的最后的话里面，就是在记录到在这个变化山上所发生的事。
Second Peter, chapter 1, verse 16.
彼得后书第一章第十六节。
Peter says, For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were eyewitnesses of His majesty.
我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威容。
Verse 17, For when He, speaking of Jesus, received honor and glory from God, the Father, such an utterance as this was made to him by the majestic glory. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.
第十七节，他，这是指主耶稣，从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain.
我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Father, this morning we were blessed by considering the worthiness of you around the Lord's table.
主啊，今天早上当我们在饼杯纪念您所配得的时候，我们是多么的蒙福。
We cannot put any value on the Son. He is valueless.
我们不能为儿子啊，您的儿子加上任何的价值，因为他是无价的。
And we worship him this morning.
今天早上我们敬拜他。
Father, thank you for your word now.
父啊，感谢您现在的话语。
We pray, Lord, that you would speak to us through your word.
父啊，我们祷告您借着您的话语向我们说话。
That you would give speaking, translation, and hearing this morning.
主啊，不论是讲的、翻译的、听的。
That we might move beyond the physical and the temporal into the spiritual.
我们可以从这个暂时的可以进入到属灵里面。
And hear your word of encouragement and of correction.
我们来听您对我们鼓励的话语，还有您对我们的改正。
We do need to hear from you.
我们确实需要从您来得着。
Speak clearly this morning.
求您清楚地向我们讲话。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to begin this morning by just asking a few questions.
今天早上我开始的时候要问几个问题。
Have you ever given a compliment to someone?
您有没有曾经给过任何人一个赞许？
Compliment meaning honoring someone with a word or with a gift.
赞许就是你来让一个人得尊贵，通过一个礼物或者是您的话。
Maybe some of you are employers and you've had to write a letter of compliment or commendation.
如果您是雇主的话，可能有的时候您要写一封推荐的信。
Have you ever received a compliment from someone?
或者您有没有收到过这样的赞许？
It's something that us husbands should do often, but we often fail to do towards our wives.
这其实是做丈夫应该经常做的。但是经常对妻子有这样的推荐。
If you have received a compliment from someone, I'm sure you have not forgotten it.
如果您曾经受到过别人的赞许，您一定不会忘记。
The next question is, what is the greatest compliment ever given to a man?
第二个问题就是，在这个世上，一个人所能得到最大的赞许是什么？
Who gave?The greatest compliment that ever was given to man.
是谁把这个人能够受到的最大的称许给了人？
And who was that compliment given to?
那这个接受赞许的人是谁呢？
Well, of course, I think you all know the answer because we read it in both these scriptures this morning.
我想您已经知道答案，因为我们今天早上读的两处圣经都提到了。
Both in Matthew 17 and also in 1 Peter.
在马太福音十七章跟彼得后书第一章都提到。
And we would like to just have some fellowship this morning about the honor and the glory that was given the Son by the Father.
今天早上我们就来思想这个从父赐给儿子的尊贵跟荣耀。
This is no small thing when the Father broke out there from heaven on Mount Hermon and said, This is my Son, He gives me great delight.
神从这个变化山上，从天上 向着他的儿子来说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，这是非常重要重大的一件事。
This man satisfies me in every way.
这个人在各个方面都满足了我。
This is the man for 4,000 years since Adam that I have been looking for.
这个人就是在亚当堕落四千年之后四千年我所寻找。
I desire to have a people who love me.
我所渴望的是有人可以来爱我。
I want a people who listen to me.
有人可以来听从我。
I want a people who obey me.
有人可以来顺从。
Who do my will.
可以来行我的旨意。
And no man has done this perfectly.
但是没有任何一个人可以完成的完全的行这件事。
Whether it was Moses who God could speak to face to face.
甚至可以与神面对面交谈的摩西。
That's a deep thought right there. The number of times in Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy that it says, and God spoke to Moses.
在民数记、这个立位记、还有这个生命记、神经常要提到就是说与摩西来对话。
What an honor.
是何等的一个荣耀。
What humility there had to be in that man for God to have that intimacy.
与神有这么亲密的关系，这是非常让人可以谦卑下来的事。
But God could not always do that with Moses.
但神不能一直与摩西这样做。
He had to rebuke Moses.
他要来指责摩西。
When Moses lost his temper and he called the people of Israel, God's people, rebels.
那摩西呢？曾经对着神的子民发怒。
Abraham was the father of faith.
亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
But he did not always give the Lord pleasure.
但是亚伯拉罕不是完全的让神得着喜悦。
He made errors.
他也出过错误。
He acted on his own.
他曾经凭着自己来做事。
No, there was only one man that God could give this ultimate of compliments, honor and glory, and that was to the Son.
在这个世上只有一个人能得着神最高的称许，得着这个尊贵跟荣耀，就是他的儿子。
This man is what I've been looking for. This man pleases me.
这就是我所寻找的人，这就是让我所喜悦的。
So we have to ask the question this morning,What was it in the Lord Jesus that merited such a compliment?
我们今早还要问的问题就是说，在主耶稣里面，是什么让他能够得着神的称许？
What is it that characterized Jesus that made him so different?
是有什么样的特性让主耶稣这么与人不同？
To receive the greatest accolade ever given to any man, what was behind that?
来得着人所能得着最高的称许，这个背后是什么呢？
If God is to be pleased with us, we need to know the answer to that.
如果神要在我们中间得喜悦，我们要明白这件事。
Is there a way that we can come into such a compliment from our Heavenly Father?
这样的话，我们也可以从我们的天父得着称许。
To answer that question this morning,
来回答这个问题。
Let's turn to Song of Songs.
我们要翻到雅歌。
Right in the middle of the Bible.
是在圣经的中间。
Many, even theologians, don't think that this is that important of a book.
很多人甚至我们自己有的时候都不觉得这是重要的一本书。
Many have thought, and we're talking about believers who have thought that this book should not even be in the scripture.
甚至有些信主的人觉得这一本书不应该放在圣经里面。
And as our affection for the Lord grows, we begin to see the importance of this book.
但是当我们爱主更深的时候，我们就慢慢看到这本书的重要性。
Oh, we're thankful that we have a king this morning that's sitting on the throne.
感谢主，今天我们有一位王是坐在宝座上。
We have a priest that is interceding and praying for us this morning.
我们有一位祭司，大祭司为我们代祷。
we have a great shepherd of the sheep who shepherds us through the valley of death.
我们有一个大牧人来带我们经过死荫的幽谷。
We have a friend in Jesus.
我们有耶稣做我们的朋友。
These are all great relationships that we have with our Father in heaven.
这都是我们与父的关系里面很伟大的方面。
And his son.
还有他的儿子的关系。
But here in Song of Songs, we're brought into another relationship with our Father and the Son.
但在雅歌里面把我们带到与父与子另外的一层关系。
And that is as lover.
就是作为爱人。
Intimacy.
就是这个亲密。
Oneness.
合一。
Not just fellowship and communion, but union.
不光是交通。而且是合一
consummation of this marriage
就是借着 婚姻这个结合来代表
the very thing that Jesus prayed about in John 17
就是耶稣在约翰福音16章所祷告的
verse 11 and verse 21 he prays to the Father that we might be one with the children on earth
这个祷告就是说让他们合一像我们合一一样
and soHere in Song of Songs, we see this relationship, this intimate relationship.
所以在雅歌里面就让我们看到这样亲密的一个关系。
And at one point, the bride says in Song of Songs, chapter 5,
不久呢在就是这个佳偶在第五章提到一些事。
She describes this beautiful man.
是这个新妇。来提到他的良人。
And through that we see what God saw.
从这里我们看到神所看到的。
This in a sense is prophecy as far as the book of Matthew is concerned.
这就是在马太福音之前所提到的一些预言。
But of course with God, he is outside of time.
对神来讲他不在时间的限制里。
He always knew the Son.
他一直知道他的儿子。
He knew what the son was going to do on this earth.
他也知道他儿子要做的事情。
And at one point, he verbalized it.
但是在某一个时刻，神把这件事讲出来。
So what is in this son?
那在神的儿子里面到底有什么呢？
That would cause the father to say, "This man pleases me."
是什么在他里面让父说，这是我所喜悦的？
Let's begin verse 10, where we have just a overview in that verse 10, of the Son.
在第五章第十节，这里就是所提到他儿子里面的一切的一个开始的一个总结。
Just a little background of this particular chapter.
我们先为这一章来讲一讲背景。
We see here something of our own condition where the bride has become self-complacent.
这里提到我们自己的光景就是心腹开始关心他的自己。
So, Song of Songs, chapter 1 through 4, we have this beautiful love relationship.
在雅歌的一到四章提到这个美好的关系。
So close and so intimate.
这么的亲密。
But here we see where the bride has gone to sleep in her bedroom by herself.
但是这里却提到心腹独身的来睡卧。
And she demonstrates self-complacency, lethargy, dullness.
这里提到的是自己的安逸。
Sorry about throwing those three words out.
It's okay.
And as a result, just like all of us, we take our ease.
就像这里所提到的结果就是我们来享受自己的安逸。
And we rest as, when it comes to spiritual things.
所以在属灵的事上我们甚至进入到一个停顿。
And she hears a knock on the door.
这个时候良人来敲门。
And a spoken word for her.
来对她讲话。
And she says, you know, I've already showered, I've gone to bed, don't bother me.
这个新妇就说我已经 脱了衣裳怎能再穿上呢？因为他已
经洗浴。Then we have that very, very touching scene where the Lord Jesus puts his hand through the door.
这个时候就是有一个摸着我们心的一个图画，就是良人把他的手伸进门里。
And she cannot resist that hand.
这个心腹就不能拒绝这双手。
And she is stirred and she gets up.
他被搅动就开始起床。
But then he's gone.
但是良人已经走
了。And she goes through some trials.
然后心腹就经过了许多的磨难。
This morning it might seem in your life that the Lord is a long ways away.
今天早上对我们许多人来讲，主似乎是很遥远。
Often the Lord is a step ahead of us.
很多时候主是在我们前面。
He's constantly drawing us away from our life into his life.
他经常的来吸引我们，从我们的生活里面进入他的生命。
We are so earthbound.
我们是如此的属世。
And the Lord is the perfect romancer, the perfect lover.
但是神是最罗曼蒂克的爱人。
And he knows how to draw away and cause us to look around and not be satisfied with our present condition.
他知道怎么样来吸引我们，让我们心里不满足，从现在的光景要进入另外一个光景。
And then she goes and she begins to talk and speak and remember about who this man really is.
这个时候心腹就开始来讲论，来纪念他的这位良人。
And she begins in verse 10, My beloved is dazzling, radiant white and ruddy.
第十节他说我的良人白而且红。
Outstanding among 10,000.
超乎万人之上。
Dazzling white.
白而且红。
Remember on the mount how transparent he was? It was a perfect whiteness.
你还记得吗？在变化山上是如此的明亮。
Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, speaks of this being whiter than any launderer can make white.
在马可福音第九章那里也提到，就是比所有世上能够漂的布都要白。
White always speaks of purity in the Bible.
在圣经里面，白总是提到这个洁净。
Many times we see this word white.
许多地方我们看到这个字白。
White stone, white horse.
白石白马。
We have this white fine linen.
洁白的细麻衣。
The perfect white righteousness of the Lord.
这是提到神圣洁的公义。
This white horse.
这个白马。
Always bringing us back to the peerless one. That one that is pure without sin.
就是提到这位最圣洁的。无罪的。
What does that mean without sin?
无罪是什么意思呢?
The Lord Jesus was one who not once considered himself.
主耶稣他没有一次想到他的自己。
Lived here 33 years.
在这里生活了33年。
Never once considered his self-interest.
没有想到他自己的兴趣。
Never absorbed by his ministry, his miracles, his teaching, never thought about it.
也没有因为外面的服事或者行神迹来把它占据。
His life was very simple.
他的生活是非常的简单。
His life was to do the Father's will.
他的生活就是来行父的旨意。
He never got caught up on where I am even going to stay tonight.
从来没有想过今晚我要在哪里住。
Just to do the Father's will.
只是来行父的旨意。
He always had a place to sleep, even if it was a rock garden.
他而且总是有地方来安歇，甚至是在这个石头地里面。
God always provided for him.
神总是为他预备。
Sin is self-consideration.
罪就是考虑自己。
Sin is my right to myself.
罪就是争取自己的权利。
Sin is being self-absorbed.
罪就是只顾自己。
So, sin is self-complacency.
罪就是自我的安逸。
All of these self-worth, self-adoration, self-gratification is this word sin.
所有的这些跟自我有关的，像自恋、自爱，这些都是罪。
And we were all born in sin.
我们都是在罪里所生的。
And so that's why God could never say of one's complete life, this man pleases me.
所以神不能在我们的生命里面说他是我所喜悦的。
But when God saw the Lord Jesus,
但是当神看到主耶稣的时候
He said, Eureka!
Eureka! 我找到了。
I have a man.
我有一个人。
Everything that I have wanted from eternity past.
从过去一直到永远，我所需要的，
everything,
我所寻找的。
Everything planned in the counsels of God.
在这个神之间的会议里面所计划的一切。
Can now be fulfilled.
现在可以成就了。
I have a foundation.
我有一个基础。
I have a root.
我有一个根基。
I have some stability.
我有一个确据。
I can build a church. I can gather some people.
我可以建造教会，我可以来招我的选民。
Not by any merit of theirs, but all on the merit of this new man.
并不是靠着血缘的后代，而是因为这个人。
There is now a man in glory.
现在有一个人在荣耀里。
And God was overjoyed.
神非常的喜乐。
This is what it means, the fullness of time.
这就是什么我们所提到的在时间里面的成就。
All that God wanted to accomplish could now be accomplished.
所有神要成就的现在都成就了。
This is the man.
这就是那一位。
And God could go forward.
现在神可以向前。
And we are very much directly related to that.
我们与这件事是有直接的关系。
There is not one of us that would be here this morning if that compliment had not been made.
如果没有当天那样的赞许，今天没有一个人可以坐在这里。
He is ruddy.
他是红的。
Ever remember another man in the Bible who God spoke of as being ruddy?
你还记得在圣经里面还提到另外一个人是红的。
Remember that shiny face of that lad called David when he was called from the sheepfold?
记得那个牧羊的孩子大卫吗？他的面色红润。
A ruddy face is a face of health.
红润的脸提到健康。
Vitality. Living.
活力。
God had a man.
神有一位。
That would always be youthful.
是一直是年轻。
He would never grow old.
不会衰老。
Oh, I'm thankful this morning that the Lord Jesus isn't tired.
感谢主，因为今天早上主耶稣他没有疲惫。
We all got shortened an hour of sleep last night.
我们昨晚少睡一个小时，很累。
God didn't even sleep last night.
但神昨天都没有睡觉。
And yet there is that readiness, that vigor.
就是这个活力，这个红润。
When Jesus appeared to be tired at the well.
当主耶稣在井边的时候，他曾经疲惫过。
And he was a man.
他是作为一个人，他有他的疲倦。
And when that woman came that had a spiritual need.
但是当这个妇人来到井边，有属灵需要的时候。
We don't see tiredness in his face.
我们就没有在耶稣脸上再看到这个疲倦。
He arises to the occasion.
他就在这个场合里面来迎接。
And the whole community is changed that day.
整个村子都在那天被改变。
They met the man.
他们遇见那一个人。
And it pleased the Father.
这件事让神得喜悦。
And as a result, outstanding among 10,000.
而且这里提到超乎万人之上。
He is the matchless one.
他是无有可比的。
Saul has killed his 1,000, David is 10,000, but here is one who is chief of all of that.
扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万，但是这里是万人之上。
And then we come to verse 11.
现在我们来读第十一节。
And here we have a list of 10 things.
这里我们有 一共有十点。
Ten characteristics of the Lord Jesus.
有主耶稣的十个特性。
This man who would merit this most honored compliment.
是主耶稣在这十点里面让神给他有这样的称许。
His head is like gold, pure gold.
他的头像至精的金子。
God saw his reflection in this man.
神看到他自己的影像在这个人里。
Gold always speaks of divine nature.
金子总是提到神圣的特性。
And God, when he looked down that day, it was like it looked like looking in a mirror. He saw himself.
神那天向下看的时候，好像从镜子看到他自己。
This is my standard.
这就是我的标准。
This man is worthy to be the head.
这个人配得来做万有之首。
His head is gold.
他的头是至精的金子。
Pure gold.
至精的金子。
Gold so pure that you could see through it, translucent.
如果当金子这样纯洁的时候，你甚至可以看过去，它是透明的。
His locks, continue in verse 11, his locks or his hair are like clusters of dates and black as a raven.
他的头发厚密累垂，黑如乌鸦。
Here we have something of eternal life.
这里我们看到这个永远的生命。
All you have to do is look up here this morning and look at my hair and see I'm getting old.
今天你要看看我的头的话，你知道我正在变衰老。
There is something in the Lord that never gets old.
在主耶稣里面有些是永远不改变的。
In the scripture it says the same yesterday, today, and forever.
在圣经里面提到他昨日今日一直到永远都不改变。
You can build on that.
你可以在这上面建造。
God could find something in that.
神可以在这里面找到他所需要的。
No wrinkled skin.
没有这个皱纹。
This past February 25th, our dear sister Alan Zell went to be with the Lord.
在过去的是二月二十五号。我们亲爱的姐妹与主接去。
That can be a very shocking and suffering thing to us here left behind, particularly the family.
这件事对于他的家人，对于我们还存活的人来讲是非常惊讶的一件事。
But the good news.
但是好消息呢？
Our dear sister was placed by God in Christ.
我们亲爱的姐妹已经被神摆在主耶稣里面。
His hair is black.
他的头发是黑的。
He's the same yesterday and today forever.
他昨日今日一直到永远都不改变。
Yes, he did die.
没错，他死过。
Yes, he was put in a grave.
他被埋葬。
But he arose.
但是他又复活。
And he is seated in heaven.
而且他坐在天上。
And our sister Zhao is with him today.
我们的亲爱的姐妹也今天与他在一起。
Absent from this body, present with the Lord.
虽然在我们这个身体里面不与我们同作肢体，但是与神在天上在一起。
And those of you who have lost a loved one and know the reality of your loved one being with the Lord have found great peace and great comfort and rest in this.
我们中间如果有失去亲人，最亲爱的亲人的，也可以在主里面找到这个平安，找到这个确据。
When God looked down at Jesus that day on Mount Hermon,
当神看到主耶稣在黑门山上那一天，
He saw a man of black hair.
他看到
black hair.
看到一个人，他的头发是黑而且密。
And out of that can come much fruit.
从这里可以结出许多的果子。
We have pictures of that in the Bible. Caleb at age 80 looked like he was 40.
我们在圣经里面也看到图画，像迦勒在八十岁的时候，就像他四十岁一样。
Pictures of this not going old, not growing old, when it comes to spiritual things.
不衰老这件事是在属灵的里面。
We should become more vital as we become older.
我们年纪越长，应该更有活力。
Just with the prospect of looking forward to seeing the Lord.
只从一方面来看，就是我们将要见到主的面。
Taking great courage in this.
会让我们得到许多的鼓励。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
His eyes are like doves.
他的眼。
Beside streams of water bathed in milk.
他的眼如溪水旁的鸽子眼，用奶洗净。
Remember when the dove came upon the Lord when he was being baptized?
还记得主耶稣受洗的时候，圣灵像鸽子一样降在他身上。
That dove represented the Holy Spirit.
这个鸽子就代表圣灵。
Here was a man filled with the Holy Spirit.
这里有一个人是充满被圣灵充满。
But he had vision that was from that Spirit.
从这个圣灵里面，他也有他的意象。
He knew what the Father wanted.
他知道父所要的是什么。
He knew the Father's will.
他知道父的旨意。
And as a result,
作为结果,
he had perfect vision.
他就有一个明亮的眼光。
He had vision that was penetrating.
这个眼光可以射透。
He ate continuously of the milk of the word. He ate and drank of the word, which is called in 1 Peter 2:2, the pure milk of the word.
这个话语就像纯净的灵奶。
And here we see something of milk.
这里我们看到奶。
Bathed in milk.
用奶洗净。
And as a result, his eyes could see.
这个结果就是我们的眼睛可以看见。
They can penetrate to each one of our hearts.
而且可以看透人的心。
He knows the thoughts and intents of our hearts.
神知道万人的心。
But the thing that pleased the Father,That day,
那一天让神得喜悦的
was his eyes were constantly and always focused on him, the Father.
就是他的眼睛一直是单一的注视他的父。
And he merited this compliment.
他凭着这个得着称许。
Because his eyes were not looking around at other people and what people thought, they were, I want to do your will.
他的眼目不是来看别人，看别人怎么来想。而是来看父。
He didn't look around and see needs. Well, I've got to go do this. Oh, there's a need. I got to do that.
他并不说在这里有需要我做这个，在那里有需要我做这个。
When we become need oriented, we start running around like chickens with our head cut off.
当这个需要来驱使我们的时候，我们就像一个鸡被砍掉了头。
I got to do this. Got to do that. How about this?
我一定要做这个，做那个。这里怎么样？那个怎么样
？Brothers and sisters, when you find yourself busy, it's a good chance that.You have lost your dove vision.
弟兄姐妹们，如果您在繁忙里面的时候，很可能您已经失掉这个单一的
single vision with eyes only for the Father.
单一的眼目只来看父。
We need to have single vision, eyes for the Lord Jesus.
我们也需要单一的眼目只来注视主耶稣。
Not this world.
不是这个世界。
Not the possessions and things of this world.
不是这个世界我们所能拥有的。
No.Have Christ as our one lover, our eyes on Him. All these other things then take care of themselves.
我们把主耶稣放在地位上，就是我们唯一的爱所爱慕的。其他的事，神都要加给我们。
Verse 13, His cheeks are like a bed of spices or balsam, banks of sweet scented herbs.
他的两腮如香花旗，如香草苔。他的嘴唇像百合啊，就到这里。
His cheeks would be the target of reproach here on this earth.
他的腮在这个世上就成了一个目标。
We see this very clearly as the Lord Jesus approaches the cross.
当主耶稣接近被钉十字架的时候，我们看得非常清楚。
In Isaiah 50 verse 4.
在以赛亚书五十章第四节
I gave my back to those who strike me, and my cheeks to those who pluck out my beard. I did not cover my face from humiliation and spitting.
人打我的背，我任他打；人拔我腮颊的胡须，我由他拔；人辱我、吐我，我并不掩面。
Brothers and sisters, when God looked down, he saw holy cheeks.
弟兄姐妹们，当神从上面向下看的时候，他看到一个圣洁的山。
What a beautiful description of these spices and this bed of herbs.
这是何等美好的一个描述，就是香花旗跟香草台。
Oh, the fragrance of spices and herbs in a garden, in our cooking.
末药的香气。
But the aroma does not come forth without what? Pressure.
但是这样的香气如果没有被压的话是出不来的。
Without the crucible.
如果没有十字架它出不来。
Without the fire.
如果没有火它也出不来。
Without the squeezing.
没有被压被炸它出不来。
We've all walked through an herb garden and picked something. What do? You squeeze it. To get the fragrance.
如果您到花园摘一朵花，你要把它捏碎才能闻到它的香味。
Brothers and sisters, if we get the principle here, it'll absolutely revolutionize our life.
弟兄姐妹，如果您知道这一点，这就成为我们生活的启示。
How do we respond when someone spits in our face?
当人吐唾沫在我们脸上，我们的反应如何？
When our husband is rude to us.
当丈夫对我们粗鲁。
When our wife continues to nag, what is our response?
当妻子不停地唠叨，你的反应如何？
These things that happen are like someone spitting, like someone slapping us in the face.
当这些事发生，就像有人吐唾沫在我们脸上，打我们的脸。
Well, number one, it's not fun.
第一，这不是很好玩的
事情。God has sovereignly put these people in our lives, in these circumstances.
但神在他的主权里面安排这些人在我们的环境周围。
Just as God allowed someone to come up and slap the Lord in the face and to yank out his beard.
就像神允许这些人来打主耶稣的脸，而且把他的胡须拔出。
And then the lowest of all things to spit in his face.
而且他们吐唾沫在他脸上。
What was the Lord's response?
主耶稣的反应是如何？
Father, forgive them.
父啊，赦免他们。
He prayed.
他为他们祷告。
He did not open his mouth.
他没有开口来反击。
He did not scowl and wrinkle his eyes at that person and say, I'll get you.
他没有用眼来瞪他们，或者说我要来惩罚你。
I will have the last word.
或者说我至终要审判你。
No.
没有。
This is what the Father saw.
这就是父所看到的。
He saw cheeks that from this pressure that responded with a beautiful aroma.
他看到这个腮在压榨之下反而流出这样的香气。
When we turn the other cheek to these things, there is a sweet smell given off to the Lord.
当人打我们的一边，我们把另一边转过去的时候，主的香气就从我们身上溢出。
Not a foul odor. Not a bad smell.
并不是一个臭的气味。
Big difference.
这是一个很大的区别。
Brothers and sisters, if you're like me, I've lived most of my life giving off that foul odor when someone would cross me.
如果您像我一样，在我的一生许多的时候，我的身上流出来的是不香的气味。
We are born defensive.
我们生下来就是自我防卫的。
We are born to demand our rights.
生下来就要争取我们自己的权利。
I am a human being. You can't treat me that way.
我是一个有尊严的人，你不能这样来对待我。
Might kick the dog, but you can't kick me.
你可以踢狗，但是不能来踢我。
No, this man was different.
但这个人不一样。
It's called the perfect man.
他就是这个完全人。
And God could say, this man delights me.
神可以说，他使我得喜悦。
The next verse, verse 13 continued, his lips are like lilies dripping with liquid myrrh.
第十三节下半，他的嘴唇像百合花，且滴下没药汁。
Jesus spoke of the lilies.
当主耶稣提到百合，
He said, consider the lilies.
他说来想一想百合花。
All of Solomon's glory is not arrayed like one of these lilies.
所罗门极荣耀的时候，他的衣服衣裳都不如这花一朵。
Lily speaks of the glory of the king.
百合花就是提到王的荣耀。
Oh, what glorious teaching came from these lips.
从这个嘴唇出来何等荣耀的教导。
How sweet were the words that came from his mouth.
他嘴唇的话语是何等的甘甜。
In John 7:46, it says, Never a man spoke like this man.
在约翰福音第七章四十六节，那些人说，从来没有人像他这样讲话。
And the psalmist says, Grace is poured in to his lips.
也有地方提到，从他的口里流出恩典。
A lot of times, sisters, you are right in what you are saying to your husband.
很多时候，姐妹们，你对丈夫所讲的是对的。
And saying something right, correcting your husband, is not nagging.
说一些对的事来更正你的丈夫，并不是唠叨。
If it is accompanied by grace.
如果这里面有恩典的话。
Not condescending, not trying to get even.
并不是来定罪或者是争取平等。
Brothers, sisters, Does grace emanate from our lips? When we answer, when we speak to our children, is it grace?
当我们弟兄姐妹们，当我们对人讲话，对儿女讲话的时候，嘴里面有没有恩典？
When we speak of the neighbor whose trash is blowing over on our yard,
当我们向邻居讲话，当他的垃圾吹到我们的草坪的时候，
What is the heart?What is the heart attitude?
我们的心是怎么样？我们的态度是如何？
Well, the father looked at these lips and he said, they're dripping with liquid myrrh.
当父神看到主耶稣的嘴唇，他也提到滴下没药汁。
They'd been to the cross.
让我们来想象想想十字架。
Myrrh always speaks of something to do with embalming, something to do with death.
墨药总是提到死跟安葬。
Can anything having to do with death be good?
跟死亡有关的有好的事情吗？
Oh, when God restrains a bitter tongue by the cross, out of it,is these drippings of myrrh.
当主耶稣在十字架上，他的嘴里就滴下这样的墨药。
When we say, I forgive you, it's drippings of myrrh.
当我们说我饶恕你的时候，就是从我们的嘴里面滴下墨药。
It might have been someone who has gravely hurt us financially with their tongue, and we are able to say,I forgive you. That's drippings of myrrh.
当有人来侵犯我们，不管是在财政上或者从口里来冒犯我们的时候，
That's what it means for the cross to work.
十字架的工作就是我们可以说我赦免。
These were the lips of the Lord.
这就是主耶稣的嘴唇。
Verse 14, His hands are rods of gold set with beryl or crystallite.
第十四节，他的两手好像金管，镶嵌水苍玉。
Brothers and sisters, it's good to know today that this world is in the hands of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们需要知道，这个世界还是在神的手里。
These symbols you can't figure out just by looking at them.
如果你从表面上看，并不了解。
Sometimes a figure of speech is quite easy to figure out when we read the Bible.
有的时候借着一些讲论，我们可以来明白圣经。
And the only way we can really figure out these symbols is by reading where this word is used someplace else.
但是有的时候来了解这些东西代表什么，我们需要来看它 其他地方的表征。
And we see this word, crystal light or beryl, in Ezekiel 1.
在以西结书第一章讲到这个水苍浴。
And we see these wheels within the wheels moving this direction and moving that direction.
我们看到这些活物，它们非常自由的来往。
Simply speaking, God's eternal purpose is going forward.
这里是代表神永远的旨意一直是向前的。
The mistakes that are made in Washington, D.C. are not going to hinder God's plan going forward.
在华盛顿所有一切政策的失误也不会让神的旨意停顿。
All the greed in the banking industry and in the financial world that has shaken everything and brought it to naught.
所有在这些财务界里面这些贪婪的事情发生也不能阻挡神的旨意。
Are in the hands that are rods of gold.
我们今天是在这两手像金管一样。
And this gold again is God's nature.
这个金又提到神性。
And this beryl or this crystallite is the purpose of God going on.
这个水苍浴是提到神的旨意一直向前。
These wheels within the wheels were made of crystallite or beryl.
活物里面的轮子就是用水苍浴来制作。
And the plan goes forward.
这个旨意一直向前。
Regardless of the shakings,
并不被这些震动所影响。
Regardless of what you're going through, even right now,
甚至不因为您今天所经历的所改变。
God loves you.
神爱你。
And God will fulfill His purpose in and through what you're going through.
神要在你所经历的一切事上来成就。
And many in here are going through some very deep water.
今天在座的有许多人经过这个深水。
If not all of us in some way.
虽然不是每个人都这样。
But these hands are rods of gold.
但是两手就像金管。
These rods are like a binder in a book. It keeps the book always together. Closing, unfolding, closing. It's always intact.
这个金管就像一本书它的这个轴不管你怎样打开关上打开关上这个轴总是在这里。
When the Lord Jesus would say on the cross, finished, it meant everything was perfected.
当主耶稣在十字架上说成了的时候所有的事都成就了。
There was a crisis in Revelation 5.
在启示录第五章有一个危机。
The books of history were closed and sealed.
这个书卷是被关起来的。
Would the enemy take over?
会不会仇敌得胜呢?
Would all men be damned?
会不会所有的人都被诅咒呢?
Couldn't the believers come on in, enter into eternal life with the Lord?
是不是我们所有信主的可以进到这个永生里面呢?
And one man stepped forward.
这时候有一位他走上前来。
The man who God said, this man pleases me.
就是这一位。神说我所喜悦的。
The lion from the tribe of David stepped forward and says, I will complete history the right way.
犹大支派的狮子他说我要完成成就这个历史。
The enemy is unleashing all of his fury at this particular time in history.
在仇敌在这个时候把他所有的力量都用上。
Oh, brothers and sisters, don't fear.
但是弟兄姐妹们不要惧怕。
Don't be enlightened or don't become sad or joyful because of what you read on the news.
不要因为您在新闻里所看到的喜乐或者悲伤。
No, his hands are rods of gold set with a divine purpose that is being accomplished.
他的两手像金管要让神圣的旨意得成就。
His abdomen is carved ivory inlaid with sapphires.
他的身体如同雕刻的象牙，周围镶嵌蓝宝石。
The belly is the seat of our affection.
身体是我们所喜悦的出发点。
From the bowels come the deepest feelings.
从我们的腹中要生出最深的感觉。
The Lord Jesus is not only a righteous God, but he's very, very compassionate.
主耶稣并不只是我们公义的神，而且他是蛮有怜悯的。
Carved ivory comes from suffering, from pain.
这些蓝宝石是从受苦受压出来的。
He on this earth was tempted in all things.
他在这个世上受了许多的试，所有的试探。
And eventually he would bear the pain of sin.
至终他还要来担罪的重担。
Which was so much greater than the physical pain that we can't even calculate it.
这个罪的担子甚至重过他在肉身上所受所有的痛苦。
And all of this that he would go through and went through is the basis of this great compassion.
这些让他经历过的都从他的腹中生出这样的怜悯。
When you read about death of a child in the paper, there's a certain amount of feeling if you have children regarding that child's death.
如果您有孩子，您在新闻里面读到一个孩子的死亡，您心里面自然就生出这个怜悯。
But if you go through the death with that child, your own child, there is a great deeper sense of compassion.
如果您是与这个孩子的去世在其中的话，您的这个怜悯会更强。
Love is wonderful, but suffering love is far deeper.
爱是伟大的，受苦的爱更伟大。
The Lord Jesus feels your pain this morning.
主耶稣今天也能够体会到您的痛苦。
He feels it even more than we do going through the pain.
他甚至比我们本人经历这个痛苦的人更加能够了解。
He felt that with Mary and Martha when Lazarus died, and the Bible says in John 11:35, he wept.
在约翰福音十一章三十五节，拉撒路死后，他因着对玛利亚、对马大的怜悯，他甚至流泪了。
No wonder the father could say.
他哭了。
When he looked down, he admired this abdomen of carved ivory.
所以当神从上面看到的时候，他看到这个镶嵌的蓝宝石。
His legs.
还有雕刻的象牙。
His legs, verse 15, are pillars of alabaster or marble, set on pedestals of pure gold.
第十五节。他的腿好像白玉石柱安在金金座上。
Again, the gold.
又看到金子。
Divine character, divine attribute, seen in the head, seen in the arms, and seen in the legs.
我们看到这个神圣的神性就是在他的头，在他的手，也在他的腿。
We're not talking of Jesus walking ministry here. We're talking of his legs. He's standing firm.
我们并不是指到主耶稣的服饰，而是指到他站立。
Immovable, unshakable.
是不能被震动的。
This is what the Father saw.
这就是父所看到的。
Nothing shook the Lord when he was on this earth.
当主耶稣在这个世上的时候，没有任何事可以使他移动。
It didn't matter if it was someone flattering him and saying, Hosanna, this is the King of the Jews.
当有人在这里来称颂他说何塞纳何塞纳犹太人的王。
And within hours, someone would spit in his face.
但是在几个小时之后有人就唾沫在他脸上。
Nothing moved him.
但没有任何事可以让他移动。
Brothers and sisters, do we have a tendency to become fearful?
弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有一个倾向经常恐惧
？Worried?
经常忧虑。
We start wondering about this and that.
我们来想这件事那件事来思虑。
Our Lord is immovable.
我们的主是不会移动的。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
His appearance is like Lebanon. Choice as the cedars.
他的形状如黎巴嫩，且佳美如香柏树。
No, this isn't a description of grass that rises in the morning and fades in the evening.
这并不是早晨出现少时就不见的草。
This isn't a flower that buds in the morning and wilts at night.
也不是早晨出来晚上凋萎的草上的花。
This is a cedar that stands above all else.
这个是香柏树 是超乎万物的。
Longevity, impervious to storms.
在这个风暴之中也能够站立。
Stands.
坚立。
When you come out of the Holocaust Museum in Jerusalem, in the parking lot, there's one of these beautiful Lebanese cedars towering into the sky.
当您到耶路撒冷那边看到犹太人的集中营纪念馆的时候，在外面就有这样的香柏树。
One cannot go through that museum without being tremendously humbled.
没有人到这个这个犹太人受害纪念馆之后不谦卑下来的。
I remembered walking out and seeing that cedar.
我也记得我当时走过的时候看到这个香柏树。
There is one who rises above it.
这就是超乎其他的树木。
Who reigns above.All of man's depravity.
是在所有的事上掌权的。
The greatest atrocities in the world ever occurred are displayed there.
这是在世上能够摆设的最高的。
Many people have suffered because of the atrocities.
这是因为许多人的受苦，所以我们可以看到这个表象。
But one is bigger than all.
这是超乎万物之上的。
Verse 16,
第十六节。
His mouth is full of sweetness, and he is wholly desirable.
他的口极其甘甜，他全然可爱。
This has to do with his palate. The palate.
上膛，这是提到。
This has to do with he.Has gone before as the mediator between the Father and us.
这是提到他在我们之前，在父与我们中间做中保。
Oh, we remember when God would raise His hand there in the desert and just open the earth, and people would fall in. That was the discipline.
当神管教的时候，他完全可以对着我们的世界，对着地球打开一个裂口，让我们都掉进深渊。
Miriam was jealous of her brother Moses, and she turns around.She's leprous.
米利安嫉妒他的哥哥摩西的时候，一转脸神就让他长了大麻风。
People are complaining about food, and all of a sudden, the whole outer camp is on fire.
当这些以色列民抱怨食物的时候，突然间整个营地都起了火。
This is what all of us deserve.
这是我们所配得着。
We're no different.
我们也没有任何的区别。
We've all been jealous.
我们也都会嫉妒。
We've murmured at wedding suppers.
我们也在婚礼的时候来抱怨。
Oh, this dish isn't really as good as the last time we had it.
在晚餐的时候，我们抱怨说今天这个菜不如昨天的。
We're all murmurers.
我们都来抱怨。
But because there is a mediator, there is one who has palated, who has chewed the wrath of sin and death for us, we have mercy.
但是因为这个上堂，他来尝了死的滋味，尝了这个。诅咒，所以我们就可以被赦免。
Some of you might not like this, but I think it's a good picture how the mother will chew a hard piece of food for the baby and give it to the baby.
可能有的时候您不愿意这样做，但是有些妈妈他们把食物嚼碎之后来喂给他们的孩子。
This man that pleased God has done this in every area.
这位神所喜悦的，在任何的方面都来做这件事。
Verse 16, this is my beloved, this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem.
第十六节，耶路撒冷的众女子啊，这是我的良人，这是我的朋友。
This is the lovely one.
这是我的良人。
How can we delight the Heavenly Father?
我们怎样来让父神得喜悦呢？
Well, first of all, admitting that none of us can.
第一个就是承认我们不能。
Left to ourselves, this compliment.Will never be able to be said about us.
凭着自己，我们不可能从神得到赞许。
A holy God cannot look down to us and see the way we treat our husbands, see the way we treat our wives, the way we yell at our children, and for the Lord to say, "Come unto me." He can't do it.
当神看到我们在夫妻之间，在儿女的事情上面这样来说这样来做的时候，圣洁的人不可能说来到我面前。
Now do you see why the father was so happy?
现在你看到神为什么如此的喜乐。
The Son said, I who am perfect, will take all of their place.
因为他的爱子说，我来代替他们。
I will bind up all of their weaknesses.
我要承担他们所有的软弱。
All of their self-life, their selfishness.
他们的己生命。
I'll take it upon me.
我要担在我肩上。
And Father, every time you look down at any believer, you will see perfection.
父啊，现在你看到每一个信你的人都看到完全。
Do you know this morning that the Lord looks at you as a perfect person?
今天你知道吗？神看你是一个完全的人。
Not because of one thing we have done ourselves.
不是因为我们做的任何微小的一件事。
But only because of our faith in the man.
而是因为我们在这一位里面所有的信心。
The man in glory.
这位在荣耀里的。
You know why we could come around the table this morning and just say, Lord, you're so wonderful.
今天早上在饼杯的时候，我们说，主啊，你真的是美好。
A number of prayers and a number of songs about the worthiness of the Lord.
许多的歌跟祷告说到主是配的。
Because he satisfied the Father.
因为他使神得满足。
He was perfect.
他是完美的。
And now there is a man.
现在有一个人。
That allows each one of us to come in perfection.
允许我们所有的人在他里面也成为完全。
And God can say, they are a holy people.
神可以说他们是圣洁的子民。
That's why he could say, be ye holy, even as the Father in heaven is holy.
正像圣经里面讲，你们要圣洁，就像父圣洁一样。
Because he did it.
因为主耶稣已经做了
perfect 33 and a half years
他的33年半是完全的
and we are the recipients
我们只是接受
it's a great salvation
这是伟大的救恩
it's something to thank him about
这是让我们来思想的
let's just take a couple minutes to ourselves and just thank the Lord
让我们花几分钟我们就来思想主耶稣
And if you don't know this, Lord, or even right now, the Bible simply says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
如果您今天还没有接受过的话，也可以在心里面像圣经所讲的，接受主耶稣，你就必得救。
And when we believe in him, his life that we've been looking at this morning immediately becomes our life.
当我们这样来接受、这样相信的时候，他的生命就成为我们的生命。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
Father, we're thankful that you did not leave this whole thing regarding eternal life up to ourselves.
父啊，我们感谢您，您没有让永生的事以我们的手来成就。
That we can face this life, we can face death in you.
我们可以面对我们的生活，面对死亡，是因为你。
We thank you for everyone this morning.That you have placed in Christ.
我们为每一个您已经摆在主耶稣基督里的人感谢您。
We pray for those even right now that do not know you.
也为那些还没有认识您的祷告。
That they would listen to your speaking to them.
他们也可以来听您向他们的话语。
And respond to that voice.
而且有回应。
Come unto me.
就是您呼召他们到您面前来。
All you who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来，我必使他们得享安息。
May we live in the reality of that rest this week.
愿意我们在这个星期来享受这样的安息。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
如此祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.